Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Strengths into you, and this is, you know, really important. It's so important, isn't it, Jenny?
Well, I think we get trapped in a little bit of a politeness loop, and we end up deceiving ourselves. Now, that may sound a bit of a strong word, but it's time to be honest and to simplify the language a little bit, in that it keeps sneaking back in. It keeps sneaking back in. The procrastination. So what I think it might be is that once we think we want to do something for ourselves, that is me time. It's been reframed to me time, but it's actually time spent for myself, to do something for myself. You see, we've even reframed it in society so that it's not even for ourselves anymore. It's me time. But when you want to give something to yourself, when you want to do something for yourself, it brings up that kind of ickiness of selfishness and being not giving to others.
Yes.
You do something for you.
Yeah.
There's washing up to be done here before you have your me time. How can you go and have a bath when there's a kitchen full of dirty dishes. So is it a selfishness thing? Do you think it's being selfish to have your me time? And as it creeps back in, that means also as it sneaks back in, see that language? It's sneaking back in, which means you have addressed it. You have addressed this me time. I'm just purely looking at language patterns. If it's sneaking back in like a little demon, then you have addressed it, and somehow it is sneaking back in. Or are people taking your time? Are people demanding you do things for them instead of doing it for you? Maybe it's not sneaking as much as you think. Maybe it's a kind of strategic attack from one's family that you do things for them rather than you do things for you. I think Claire's had a really good idea there to actually schedule 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, this is why people have cigarettes, and this is why people just go into the shop for a paper. Do you really need a paper, or do you want to walk and get away from the rest of the family?
If you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah, and it is linked to values, isn't it? And I won't get too techie with this, but there is an NLP filter called moving towards and moving away from. So brushing your teeth, do you brush your teeth in order for them to be nice and shiny and look white, or do you brush your teeth to go away from them being grotty and giving you bad breath? You know, for what reason? Where's your motivation? That's what we're talking about. With procrastination, we need motivation too. What moves us towards something? Is it like the carrot and the stick? So I'll ask you, Claire, brushing these teeth, is it to make them nice and shiny, or to stop having grotty breath?
Oh, for me, nice and shiny.
Yay! Yes. I always like to be positive, but I will say that this these stretches I do every morning for my back, I say for my back, it's for myself. My back is part of myself. But you see, I'm not saying for myself, because that sounds selfish. I have to, I want to, I do most mornings some stretches for my back, because I actually enjoy them as well. I actually enjoy doing a bit of yoga every morning. But I, you know, whoever I've been with, I kind of, I'm a little reticent in enjoying that idea of saying, I love doing my exercises. I have to do my stretches every morning because it helps my back. I know that if I don't do them, Claire, some point during the day, I might go to pick something up or move a chair in the wrong way, not addressing my posture, and then I would suffer for it. So I know, and I've ingrained that into my morning routine, if you like. It's moving away from pain rather than a moving towards pleasure. I do these exercises every morning because I know with my timeline, I know in the future I might suffer if I do not. And then as I start to do them, because I'm moving away from pain or the possibility of pain, I'm actually then moving towards pleasure because I enjoy doing them. And it gives me a break from the rest of the household, et cetera. And it's a little bit of me time. But I justify it by saying, yeah, I have to do them. I have to do them or else, you know, something awful might happen to Super Ma, the super duper mother that I am. If I don't do these things, then if I don't take the time for me. You know, we talk about spending money and we can all compare what we think is of value and all the special deals that are on at the moment and what we should buy, etc. You can always get more money somehow. You never get more time. How about that? That's a big reframe for me. You know, in getting older, you never get that time back. And, you know, what do you want to have written on your gravestone? Was always doing wonderful things for other people. You know, the kitchen was always spotless.
Sarah says, I do think I've always found it selfish. I think we probably have, this is probably beliefs and values that was grown up, as you've grown up in your family, you may have had that as well, Sarah. People are actually made you feel that if you were doing something for yourself, that was selfish, and that's probably why you're feeling so strong about it. I don't know now. Oh, okay, since my recent experience with you, well, there you go. Now I seem to want to get other things done first, then time for myself tend to be end up not happening. Okay, so yeah, your priorities have changed, then you're putting other priorities than yourself before yourself.
Yeah. And that's it. And recognizing that we have that choice. So we've got, say, 15 minutes to do something, 15 or 20 minutes, let's say. In that 20 minutes, I could be cleaning the kitchen or I could be doing this thing. And maybe I'm choosing to do the kitchen because if I did this thing for me, I wouldn't enjoy it because I'd be worried about the kitchen. So knowing that it's a choice is helpful. However, I do guarantee, and I think Claire will agree, that if we put, there's always something else to do first. And sometimes you've just got to do this thing. And you tend to find that people who love you actually delight in you doing something for yourself. Oh, you did that. That's wonderful. That's great. I'm really glad you did that for yourself because I like to see you happy.
Exactly.
I do actually like to see you happy. It's not so much that they, you know, you can do things for them and they will accept it and they're quite grateful in their own way. Though you being happy with them in the time that you can spend with them is far more impactful for you sitting there all complacent and self-righteous thinking, I've cleaned the kitchen. Has anybody noticed? It's wonderful, isn't it? Look how sparkly the kitchen is. I might be exaggerating, and we seem to have a focus on kitchens at the moment and washing up there.
Yeah. I think it's just, they're just too much. They're in it all the time. That's why.
But it's selfish. And I think self-referenced is a nice reframe, isn't it, Claire? To sometimes refer to oneself as well as others. Mm-hmm. If we refer to others, which is an NLP filter, if our prime modality, the way that we operate, is to look after, as you tend to have to be as a mother, if you're not that way inclined, you have to be, once you become a mother to some degree, have to look out for others. Though there's this balance about referring to others. Is everybody else okay? Okay. Are they all okay? Right now, I can refer to myself. What do I need? What do I want? What can I do for me? Because when you refer to yourself, like you say, putting your own oxygen mask on first, then you're far more able and willing. Let's remember the willingness. We're far more willing to help others and to look after them when we're feeling good and we've attended to our own needs. And that is referring to self. That is being self-referenced rather than selfish.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.